The following episode of The Drop-In is brought to you by Spoke, a new free listening app from SiriusXM.
The following is an at-will presentation.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Drop-In with Will Malnati. Today's guest, actress Claire Holt.
We've been gone for a while, guys. You remember what my voice sounds like? It sounds like this. Listen to the sound of my voice. People keep asking me, what is a typical day for you? I haven't seen you or heard from you in months. What have you been up to? And I tell them this. My typical day in the New York City summer looks kind of like this. I wake up early. I actually have become an early riser. And I walk my dog, and he's a little shit, and he weighs 7.2 pounds, and while I'm walking him, he pisses and shits on everyone's doorsteps, and right in front of the deli while people are walking out. Someone 100% without a doubt every time I walk him will come up to him and ask him, not me, they'll ask him what his name is. What is your name? Like that, you know what I mean? Where I kind of like look at him, I'm like, you're asking my dog what its name is. But he's not going to answer you. And even if he could, he wouldn't. Then I head to the Subway. You ever heard of it? Not the sandwich shop. Subway, the way that I get to work. The actual holding cell of punishment. So yesterday I'm in the Subway and it was packed so tightly with bodies. Sweaty bodies. What's that movie? Warm Bodies? This is that, except a little bit hotter, so like hot bodies. And I literally felt like I had done something wrong. Like I was paying the price and being punished for an unjust deed. I get out of the Subway and you get hit with this explosion of hot garbage. Do you know what that smells like? It smells like a sewage stew. And you know, it's so funny, New York has put all these new garbage cans around the city. They used to just be these like raggedy cans and they're still there, but the new ones have these bars that you actually have to grab with your hand to open them, which I don't know why anyone would ever do that. I don't know why they would force you after you're doing the nice thing of putting your garbage in the garbage can. I don't know why they would force you then to put your hand on a gonorrhea bar. 100% you're going to get something. If it's not an STD, you're going to get E. coli. And let me tell you something. The minute I grabbed that thing the first time, I had to go get an STD test. That was the last time I grabbed it as well. So every day I get out of the Subway, I smell hot garbage, then I get to my office building. And the office building is a large corporate building that has a doorman, like most buildings do. Except the difference is, this doorman is a f***ing asshole. And when I say that, that's actually the nice way, I think, of describing him. He's a guy who doesn't say hello. Zero niceties. You walk in, he looks at you. It's not like he doesn't look at you. He looks at you, he just doesn't say hi. Like a normal, regular doorman would. Actually, I recorded what happened. This is me walking in.
Hey man, what's up? Yep.
You notice how I say hello and you heard nothing because nothing happened. He just sat there, stared at me like I'm some kind of a f***ing idiot, when really, I just was trying to be nice. I get really worked up about this because really, it's like you're a doorman. You should be nice to people. You should say hello. He doesn't. Scumbag. Then I get to my office and we try to build this damn thing. We're trying to build a company here, baby. Living the dream. At Will Radio, At Will Productions. Check out the new website, by the way, atwill.us. So this is after work now. Cut to after I've been sweating up here. Not because of the heat. That's for sure. It's about 40 degrees below zero in our office at all times. Everyone's wearing sweatshirts. And we're just sweating because we're working so hard. So last week, I come out of the office and I run into someone that I hadn't seen for, I don't know, 10 years. I would just guess that it was about 10 years, a good decade, maybe decade plus. And this guy was like, hey man, how you been? Well, what have you been up to? And I was like, oh, I don't know. How do I sum up 10 years in 5 seconds? Here we go. I've been good. That's That's pretty much how I summed it up. And he's like, oh, that's great, man. I have my second kid, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, that's great. 10 seconds into this, I don't even remember how I know this person. He could be someone that I used to work out next to in the gym, or he could have been someone I worked in a real job with. I have no idea how I would know this person. But at the end of it, he's like, well, look, do you still have the same number? You still got the same contact info? And I was like, why are you asking? Are we going to chat now? We're going to start texting? Because we haven't in 10 years. So I don't know what is going to be different now that I just randomly ran into you. This isn't like fate. This is just me running into you, and we'll go along for the next 10 years and we'll probably be fine without each other. That's just me. That's my opinion from a jaded New Yorker, apparently. I'm coming up on 10 years, by the way, living in New York. This happens in October. I think I'm going to throw a big party. Anyway, that is my day. That's my day in a nutshell. I know it sounds glamorous, because it is. It really is. Welcome back to The Drop-In. Thank you for being patient. We're back and we're excited. We got a slightly different format that we're going to be throwing at you. We hope you enjoy it. For our first guest, you may know her from shows such as Vampire Diaries and The Originals. She is now one of the stars of the new 47 Meters Down film with Mandy Moore. And stay tuned at the end of the episode when I surprise Claire with a story about how she actually helped change my life. She doesn't know it, but I'm going to tell her how. The very lovely, the very Australian Claire Holt.
How are you?
Good. I mean, I've had this whole press tour for the film, so that's been kind of crazy. And I'm like finally done now and I can sleep, which is nice because I haven't slept in about 3 months. But I feel good.
First of all, congrats on this movie.
Thank you. I know. It's I did not expect it, but it's awesome. I mean, I'm so excited that it got this release. It opened to far more than they had projected and people seem to be enjoying it. And it originally was going to just go straight to on demand, and then the DVDs got pulled off the trucks at the very last minute. DVDs were on the trucks, like ready to go on the shelf. It had almost like had this mild sort of release in international territories, and here we are 2 years later after shooting the film, and it had a wide release in the States.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nuts. And I guess people seem to like it, so it's pretty wild.
I mean, but it elevates the entire thing now. All of a sudden, it could have just been an afterthought.
Yeah, like a terrible Sharknado shark movie.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, it could. It totally
like,
could have.
It's not like Sharknado.
No, it's not at all. It's not at all. I mean, when I read the script, I was so compelled by it because I couldn't stop reading it. And normally in genre films, like they're tough to get through sometimes. Mm. And this one, I know both Mandy and I felt that it was just like there were so many elements that made it compelling. It wasn't just the sharks, it was being trapped to the bottom of the ocean with an hour of oxygen and, you know, facing almost certain death just from running out of air, and the sharks is kind of secondary. And that's what
it's about, the relationship.
Yeah, about the relationship between two sisters.
Two gals.
Yeah. two gals on vacay.
Just down there. Just trying to have fun.
Just trying to have a good time, get some good photos for Instagram.
Right.
It was a really great script, and I think we hoped that it would become what it did, but you know, no one had ever done a film like this before. It was almost entirely underwater. So we were underwater for...
Is that true? No one's ever done a film like this?
No, this is the most amount of time spent underwater in... That's what they told
me. Guinness Book of World Records.
Don't quote me. Don't call the Guinness Book of World Records.
Do you know what the Guinness Book of World Records is?
Yeah, of course I know what the book is. All right, well, have you... underwater filming record is.
Well, you should call them up and say, hey, is this in here? Because if it's not, I'd like to put my name in.
I know, but they have to. Don't they have to show up with the clipboard and the timer and all that stuff? We're a bit late, aren't we?
Maybe. Yeah, a bit late. You can't do retro.
I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can just tell them how much time you spent.
Trust me.
I'm telling you, 7 full weeks, I promise.
Okay, so you guys were down there with tanks on.
Yeah.
Did you ever have like ear problems? I feel like I would like have headaches.
Terrible. We had a 2.5 hour dive medical, like a medical exam before we started filming. And normally when you do them for production, it's like 10 minutes. They, you know, check your heartbeat and you're on your way and you're fine. And this one was crazy. We had like ECGs and hearing tests and vision tests and, you know, fitness tests and blood tests. And I think both of us were like, what the hell have we gotten ourselves into? This is insane. it must be super risky if they have to make sure we're in like that
tip-top shape, tip-top marathon runner shape.
Marathon runner shape. So yeah, I mean, our ears got messed up and our lungs and...
Well, you'll figure out in a few more years what the real damage was.
Right, I'm
going to
be deaf in about 5 years, yeah. I think. But both of us, I mean, because we had to ascend and descend, I mean, so many times. And in that cage, where we drop in the cage, we did a lot of that. So your ears just, yeah, it wasn't that fun, to be honest.
No, there's no way it could have been. It's so funny when people are like, oh, the glamour. And it's just, that's like the anti-glamour.
Yeah, it was brutal. I mean, we had a week of exteriors in the Dominican Republic where we just lay on sun lounges and, you know, drank fake cocktails. And that was really fun. And that was the awesome part of the shoot. But the rest
that
of it was
the beginning.
Rough. No, so we did 4 weeks in a tank in London and then...
Where?
5 weeks in a tank outside in Essex. Not even in like central London. It was a lot.
That was where the water was?
No, they just had this tank there that apparently was great for production. So we shot in a tank in London for the first 5 weeks or 4.5 weeks. And then we went to the Dominican and did the exteriors for a week and another 2 to 3 weeks in the tank in the Dominican. So much time underwater. My skin was like peeling off by the end of it.
And real sharks?
No, hell no.
No, I mean, but were there sharks when you were in there?
No.
How do you know?
There were tanks. I would have seen one.
What?
We were in a tank, like a small tank. The tank probably,
there was another tank. So you're never in like open water doing this.
One day that we did like open water exterior stuff.
Did you see any sharks?
No, I didn't see any sharks. They were probably there.
They saw you.
They saw me.
Have you, but you're from
they
Australia.
Scared
so
me.
So you're used to sharks. You see.
I'm terrified of them though.
But have you been in the water in your life and seen sharks?
I have, but in California.
Okay.
I was swimming with my dad in Santa Monica. I was training for my first and only triathlon that I've ever done. And I'll never do another one. It was 2012, I think I did it.
Okay.
And I had these clear goggles on and we were swimming by the pier and I swam over a shark. It wasn't big. It was like a child-sized shark. But I was so damn terrified and I grabbed my dad and I was like, this is a shark. He left me for dead. I've never seen him swim so fast ever. He didn't even look back for 1 second and he was on the
shore.
Save
yourself.
And then I got back. I was like, oh, good. Really just a upstanding citizen saving your daughter.
Have you forgiven him yet?
Yeah, well, yeah, I forgave him pretty quick.
That's like the put the oxygen mask on yourself before you put it on the kid.
He definitely put it on himself first.
Look, he was just following instructions.
He waited a really long time to put the mask on me. He just wanted to see what might happen.
Okay, so you have had an encounter.
Yeah,
so you could use that to channel
it
for your...
scary as hell. It was crazy how frightened I got from this baby shark. So I can't even imagine what it would be like to, you know, face one like Mick Fanning, that surfer, punch it in the face.
That was a great video.
Wasn't that the best video you've
seen? I watched
it
3,000 times. It was just so good.
And when the wave comes, you're like, he's gone. He's a goner.
Totally.
And then
he just gets on. He's like, oh, that was crazy, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time in the show where we speak to one of the most successful people that I know. He goes by the name of Small Executive, here to give us some investment advice, our favorite four-year-old, Small Executive. Small Executive, are you there?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Small Executive, you are a very successful business child in your own right. If you don't mind, I wanted to ask you about your take on the current economic climate.
Okay.
How's the global economy been affected, in your opinion, in Trump's first 2 quarters in office?
Oh, my gosh.
I know it's a touchy subject, but I have to ask. You know what? Let's just move to the next question.
Okay.
Look, I know you make probably millions of dollars every day. You're probably losing millions just talking to me right now.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if you could just give us some quick stock tips.
I have none.
Please, just give me one.
I seriously am not joking. I don't have any.
I get it. You don't want to go public with this information. Well, hopefully you can tell me when the mic is off. But with all the ups and downs and the global economy, have you just been playing it safe? Or
I'm a crazy dude.
Got it. So you are still as active as ever. I don't know. For me, it's just been feeling a little risky, I guess.
But it's so easy.
for you, maybe. You were highly publicized for predicting that the fidget spinner was going to take off way, way before it did. Can you give us any insight as to what the next thing is in the children's market?
What is the special thing?
And what is the special thing? What's the special sauce here? I feel like we're spinning in circles here, to be honest. I don't feel like you're giving me much information, but anything would help. And
did you know what I built?
Of course, you built a multi-million-dollar investment business. I doubt there's one person in America that hasn't heard your name. So my question is, are you building more?
I got a new one, and it was so easy.
I don't know how you do it. You got a new one. You already got a new business. Look, Mr. Executive, I know you're busy doing all kinds of investing and building new companies up. What else occupies your time?
So, I had, like, an easy thing, and what I had it to write in it was he or it or they.
Look, a successful man never stops learning the art of communication. So I get it. I got one last question, and hopefully it's an easy one. Where are you most comfortable when it comes to investments? A bull market or a bear market?
I like the Cubs more better than both of them because they're more than one champion.
Spoken like a true Chicagoan. Look, Mr. Small Executive, we really appreciate you being on the show and taking a cup. Oh, he already hung up. You can find him on Instagram at Small Executive. Spell the way it sounds. Stay tuned for more show.
Did you know Mandy before this?
No, I had never met her.
And you hope you never see her again?
No, I was a super fan. Come on, Candy, when she was, gosh, she was such a...
Ledge.
A ledge. She was a ledge. I'd never met her. And then we got sort of thrust into this diving course off the coast of LA together because neither of us had been diving before either. For someone who has had such a long career and been so
super
successful
long.
And she's nice to everyone... like the consummate professional. Mm. I was just waiting to see if there would be something
crack.
That would come out, like she'd crack a little. Never. She's just the best. So yeah, we hadn't met. And thank God, because being stuck underwater like that for that long with someone, could you imagine with someone you hated? How bad that would be?
Or with someone who is like, come on, you know, just kind of
or like
princess.
A diva. Yeah. I know. That would, well, because you never get anything done. Like, this was super, super tough. Way harder than anything I've ever done in my life, acting-wise. And I feel like I sort of had a little bit of athletic conditioning going into it, but it was so physically demanding. And I don't know that a lot of... I mean, she was such a trooper. I don't know that a lot of actors would have
stood for that.
Stood for it. Well, yeah, it was It was a weird experience, but she's the best. I mean, there's no... I can't say a bad thing about her.
Yeah. Are you a gym person or a class person?
I am.
ClassPass?
Yeah, I do ClassPass. I love ClassPass. Although I gym as well. I just get bored, so I have to switch it up.
Yeah.
Did a little treadmill run this morning, but I like classes. After my surgery, I had surgery on my foot and I had to figure out a whole new way of doing stuff because I'd always just run or
right.
spin classes and I couldn't do any of that.
Could you bike?
Well, kind of after the surgery, but it was painful because the place you pushed down, it was like right where the bone came
out. So are you good now? Are we
all
right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just have scar tissue.
Good.
The only thing I have like this knot of scar tissue at the ball of my foot that kind of gets in the way. But other than
that,
I'm
good. In the way of what?
I don't know. If I'm like wearing cute heels or something, I can feel it.
Okay.
It's like having a pin in your foot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But you obviously suffer through that because everyone looks good in heels. Even you, I'm sure.
I've never tried, but if I did,
you'd look
I'm
great
sure.
Great legs, runner's legs.
And then you also did karate.
I did taekwondo, yeah. Same thing. I did do that, but I got...
You should see, by the way, what just happened. The minute she started talking about taekwondo, she stretched her legs out like she's like a boss. She's like, oh, yeah, and that.
And that.
Taekwondo.
I know, it's funny. I don't even know if it counts anymore. I always say this to people. I'm like, yeah, I'm a black belt. I don't.
She's actually wearing a black belt around her head right now.
Black bandana. I got my black belt when I was 15, and I probably did it for a couple of years after that, and then threw in the towel because what do you do after that?
Yeah, what is the next level after black belt?
You can get like a million master things, but it's also so much work. It's like so much time. And
could you chop one of those like blocks in half?
I did have to. I had to do a lot of board breaking for my gratings.
But aren't they all fake blocks?
No. Well, I don't know about the blocks. I never did the blocks, but I had the wooden boards.
All right. Well, what about this table? Could you chop it?
With my hand?
Yeah.
Heck no.
Oh, will you chop it with your foot? Plus, you have padding with the scar tissue. You have a little bit of padding
there.
There
we
now.
Go. That's good, actually. I probably could. I don't. It's weird because like you hit it in
See,
a certain spot.
See, this is why
spot.
I think it was fake.
It wasn't fake.
But
it
you
was
don't
a real...
think you could do this? Look at it. It's like one
is that
inch
wood?
Thick. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could break that. I thought it was metal.
All right.
I'm not doing it.
Do you mind if we break the...
This interview's over.
...table? She I'm said done. She might be able to do it.
It's over. Yeah, probably could. I think anyone could do that.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about Spoke, which is our new partner for The Drop-In. Spoke is a new free listening app from SiriusXM. You ever heard of SiriusXM? Hey, kind of a big deal, just saying. We're partnering with them because they are launching this new app that literally curates a playlist of podcasts, documentaries, and other audio for you, so that you don't have to sit there on your computer and try to find podcasts in a world where there's, what is it, 300,000 podcasts? Something crazy like that. That's who I'm competing with these days. Anyways, I literally will sit there sometimes and search for podcasts, and I don't know where to start or what to listen to. And then when I finally find something, I find out that the thing is an hour and a half. And like, do I start from the beginning on that? When do I have an hour and a half to do it? So these guys are real live humans. They're not robots, and they're helping you discover your new favorite podcast or show by finding the best moments and highlights from shows and organize them for you into thematic playlists. There's hundreds of playlists on this thing. They've actually gone through, taken the best clips from each of these shows and put them together for you. You can also share anything you find on the app with friends on social media. You can download Spoke from the Apple Store or Google Play. Go to hearspoke.com/at will to support The Drop-In or your favorite shows on the At Will Network. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Can we play something called Deal Breaker?
Yes, we can.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Nope. It's, I'm going to say some things, like
okay.
If this was a guy, is it a deal breaker
or
not?
Oh, okay, great. Fun.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to make this little scenario up.
Okay.
You're going on a date, first date with a guy, or mm-hmm. second date, whatever. Even better, second date. So you kind of like him a
right.
little, you think maybe.
Have we had a kiss yet, or?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Why? Are you a kiss on the first date?
Yeah.
Always?
I mean, it's, yeah.
More?
What? I didn't agree to this. What?
Turn the tape off,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, I usually give a little kiss. Why not?
Hmm. You're a generous person,
I'm
right?
pretty generous.
All right.
Very giving.
So, but this is the first time that he's like, I'm picking you up.
Okay.
I'm
going to
pick you up in my car.
Ooh, I like where this
okay?
is going.
So he picks you up
mm-hmm.
and you get in.
Mm-hmm.
In the corner of the window, you see like this little sign for Uber.
Oh.
Like that he's also kind of like...
Deal breaker.
He's an Uber driver.
Because he needed to have told me that before I got in the car.
That's a
why
good...
it's a deal breaker.
All right, fine.
I wouldn't
Not
necessarily
that he's
a... say that him being an Uber driver is a deal breaker. He needs to be honest with me about what, you know, just his life beforehand.
Yeah.
If I've already kissed him, then I'd probably like to know what his jobs are. You can't...
Either way.
If there's a sticker in there and he hasn't told me, that's probably a deal breaker.
Okay, fine. He shaves his legs.
That's a big part of the Aussie men culture. It's so weird. They like wax their legs.
For what?
Gym,
to show
the
bro
culture.
Is it like to have better definition of the calf muscle or something?
It must be.
I just, unless you're
or
a swimmer, I think there's absolutely no reason
cyclist,
for this.
Or cyclist, because it's a road rash. That's what they say. They say that the hair
okay.
grabs the gravel on the ground if you fall off.
Fine. But if you're neither of those,
you.
If you're neither
if they
of those,
shave their legs, it's a deal breaker for me.
If they're not either one of those. But if they are one of those, then you're fine with it?
If you're a swimmer or a cyclist, then I'm fine with it.
They dress up every quarter or like twice a year and they go to Comic-Con dressed up as their favorite.
Oh.
As their favorite superhero character. Deal breaker or?
Not a deal breaker, but I'd probably have a few questions. As to why that was a favorite pastime of theirs.
Yeah. but like had a group, like a separate group of friends that they got dressed up with.
A crew that they go Comic-Con with twice a year.
And they get signatures from...
Oh, no deal.
They get autographs.
I'm not down with that. Oh, but then again, this is me being so judgy. Sure, why not? If it was their favorite thing to do on Earth and they were a lovely human and they treated me nicely, sure. No deal breaker.
The nice version of yourself just came out.
I know, because I realize I'm saying everything's a deal breaker.
No, deal breaker. Okay. He sleeps with his eyes open.
Definite deal breaker. What?
There are people who sleep with their eyes open.
Have you ever met one?
I don't. Probably.
Why
have met
one.
Open? I just didn't know.
Is he worried someone's going to come after him? He just has a weird medical condition.
Yes.
Oh.
It's not something he can control.
I think it would make me nervous if I were to wake up and see eyeballs staring
at me.
I
agree. All right, but you said it's a deal breaker. It's a deal breaker.
I'm very picky.
Apparently. I'm finding out.
Shit.
Let's say you're at dinner and he uses the fork that's on the plate to scratch his back.
Deal breaker.
What if his back is really itchy?
Just use your hand. Not your fork. Oi. What? You're laughing at me like these things being deal breakers are like not... That I'm like the judgiest person to ever live.
What about a hairy back? Like a very hairy back.
That's not a deal breaker.
Because it can get taken care of?
Yeah.
Or because you're down with a...
No, I don't mind a bit of hair. It depends how much.
I mean like a burrowy...
A burrowy...
Yeah, kind of like bear-like thing.
Not a deal breaker. It's not ideal.
It's not ideal breaker.
I'm not going to dump you.
You're not going to dump someone over it.
I'm not going to dump someone over a hairy back.
Okay. Well, thanks for playing. Every single thing is a deal breaker. So,
is that true?
If anyone's trying to make a run,
is that actually true? Everything.
If
was
anyone's
a...
trying
well,
to make a run
answers?
At Claire Holt, she's very picky to the point of you might not even get through the front door.
I don't. What you would answer deal breaker to all that? Okay, Uber. The Uber question.
What?
Deal breaker or no?
No.
What? Because they hadn't told you what they did.
I'm still getting to know the girl.
But you said we've already had a date and we liked each other and we kissed.
But maybe she was embarrassed that she has to work a second job.
But then if she was embarrassed, she would have taken the Uber sticker off. Yeah, wouldn't she?
She forgot.
No.
She's drunk driving as well. What's the shittiest part about being an actress?
Not working.
But
waiting for the phone to ring.
You've narrowly avoided that, it seems, for
the last four years?
Yes,
I've avoided it for a while, but also even when you're on hiatus or you have a break from a show and you have a couple months off, it's great for 2 weeks. And then after that, I just think I'm a useless human being who offers nothing to society.
So what do you do? What do you do to get
travel
through that?
I try and do some charity work. I try and go to my sister and my brother dragged me to it. This sounds so obnoxious. Maybe I shouldn't tell the story. They dragged me to a lecture on brain science last week.
That's so
they
obnoxious.
Looked at me. They're like, Claire,
that's so obnoxious.
We think you really need to come to this.
What are they? Are they scientists?
Brilliant. My brother's a doctor. My sister has 3 degrees, the smartest person you've ever met. And I asked.
And then there's
her,
you.
And then there's me. The other week I was talking to Rachel. I was like, Rachel, do you think people would think I was bright if they spoke to me? She goes, well, just don't talk about it, things that you have to read about.
Wow.
And her fiance looked at her and literally was like, did that just come out of your mouth?
Wow.
Yeah.
That could start up
so
some real sibling.
I've been reading lately, been trying to, you know,
yeah,
get her back.
You have to. You have to just, next time you see her, just be like, well, I was reading in the new.
About the Hadron Collider in, I want to beat her in Trivial Pursuit. That's my goal in life.
Okay.
So we'll
it's
see.
Always good to have goals.
It is good. So that's what I'm going to do with my spare time when I'm not working, as when I'm an unemployed actor.
No,
which
no, there's
happens.
No when. You don't say when. You say if.
No, I feel like
that
if you
statement
just
is if.
Keep the bar like really low. Then
come
no,
on,
kidding.
Mate.
I'm kidding.
Now you're
kidding.
In films. You gotta step it
I
up
had
now.
A movie, I
you
know.
Have your you have your runway. You just need
we'll
to
see.
Right?
Yeah, you always have that doubt, though, that some, you know, people are going to realize that
it was all, yeah, fake.
Like, what? No, that
you're
wasn't real. Sorry, she tricked us. She's terrible. Send her back home.
You know that
take
is...
away her green card.
I have the same thoughts.
Right?
In all aspects of my life. They're going to,
yeah.
That's actually
someone's going to figure me out.
Figure you out. They're going to see through the smoky mirrors.
Yep. So I feel all the time.
So how do you get through that? Do you meditate or something? See a therapist?
See a therapist.
3 times a week?
Not 3 times a week. That's aggressive, isn't it? Do you see one 3 times a week?
No.
Oh. See a therapist. Try and do a bit of yoga here and there. Whatever you got to do, right?
Mm. Yeah, totally.
Put on some rap music.
Are you a rap music fan?
Love rap music.
I was talking about this with a friend the other day, and it was this idea that if you want to achieve a certain level of success or greatness, you actually need to pinpoint the exact person from whom, which.
Whatever you must
know of who you'd like to emulate, and then you really have to try and figure out the steps to get to
that makes
that
sense.
Person.
But what about the luck part of it?
Of course, there's always going to be some luck, but some people say you create your own luck now. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I know you have
in
something.
Certain professions, I believe that. In others,
not with acting. You don't
I
think?
I don't think with acting. I think Come acting on, is mate. A lot of luck. I think there are some brilliant, brilliant actors bussing tables.
Mm.
I think it's being in the right place at the right time, having the right person make the right phone call for you. I mean, you can... Making out with the right guy.
Director.
Casting director. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, that helped me. No kidding. Yeah, I think there's a lot of luck involved with that. I think there's so much that's out of your control in the sense that you may... not look right. You may not fit with whoever else they've cast, or there are just so many factors.
So many variables.
You have to be able to just let it go and hope that perhaps it wasn't directly because of your terrible acting performance that you gave in an audition. But I think like with self-made, you know, people like yourself, you can work towards it and I think there's less luck involved. There's far more hard work involved than that.
Yeah, I guess I could get behind that theory.
Right.
And I will.
Good.
For your
thanks.
Enjoyment. but if you had to pick one person.
If I had to pick one person who's
in career, your profession.
Whose career I'd like to emulate?
Yeah.
Do you know who I really and whose career I love? Rose Byrne.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah, she's like sort of managed to do everything and also maintain a sense of class
and anonymity
and
aluminium.
I wonder if she says aluminium. She probably does.
She definitely does.
And she just had such a great career, and I feel like
she does comedy, she does drama,
yeah, everything, and seems really cool and down to earth, and I've never
Why
met
her. Call her.
Do you have a number?
But I could probably get it.
Hey Rose,
wait right here.
Not sure if you know me.
47 meters
down. In theaters now. Just wondered if we could have a quick chat.
This is your time to do it, for the record. That's how Hollywood works.
Like, get out of here. I'm not interested.
Send her your resume.
I've taken the liberty of forwarding you my IMDb page. Just if you could take a quick peek.
Yeah, just click on the link.
Just a little squiz. Let me know what you think.
A little squiz?
Squiz.
What is that? A quiz?
Is that another Australian word?
A squiz?
A squiz. Oh, maybe that's just a made up word. No, I feel like people take a squiz. Like
I've never heard that. Take a squiz.
Yes.
It's either you take a pee somewhere, or you take
an actual thing that I'm
taking an exam.
Hold on, take a squiz. Oh, look, take squiz. Origin. It's an actual thing. Urban Dictionary. Squiz. Australian slang. To have a look at. A look or a glance. Squiz. Yes.
Congrats. All right. I'll try and incorporate it in some other.
You should say that to Alyssa. Hey, we just take a squiz at the washing, see if it's ready.
She would look at me and be like, what did you say? I'm going to do it, though.
Do it.
And I'll
film
let you
it.
Know, I'll let you know how it goes.
Film it.
I will film it and send it to you. Maybe I'll put it on my story.
Oh, you should.
Speaking of stories on your story, because this is all part of the research once again.
Right. Great.
What is this cannabis energy drink that
I
you showed
know.
On
I don't know. It was at 7-Eleven.
Oh, I thought you were about to pop that baby open. Let me just explain. On her Instagram story, she was taking a picture of something that said cannabis energy drink. And I was curious as to whether you had just finished a 6-pack of them.
No, to be honest, I was at the 7-Eleven and I saw it. And I was like, how does this possibly work? I don't know. Someone tell me. Has anyone had it? So feel free to chime in.
Did anyone?
No one responded.
Slide into your DMs about it?
No one slid into my DMs about it, which I'm really disappointed about. So now I'm going to have to try it myself.
Do people slide into your DMs?
Not really.
Really?
I get people sliding into my DMs.
That's interesting to me because I have a couple of friends.
You get DMs?
Guy friends. Well, guy friends who are in the public eye and the DMs that they get from girls.
Well, I think they've probably turned on the
like
DMs
anyone could
from
send
anyone
you a
thing, which I don't have. I just have DMs from my friends.
Okay.
So there may be a few sneaky DMs in there that I'm really missing out on.
I think you should open it up for one day and just say to the world, look, guys, I'm opening up. If you want to slide,
if you want to slide
away.
In.
Slide away.
Oh,
I'm single and I'm ready to mingle.
That's risky. That is risky.
It is risky.
Single
but
and ready to mingle.
Have you never heard that?
Yeah, I have.
All right, but that's you.
Do I do it like in the story? Hey, guys, or do I?
Hey, guys, I'm single. I'm ready to mingle. I just drank a cannabis energy and I'm ready to get slid.
Slid in.
Start sliding.
Start your sliding.
Yeah, it will definitely be a little bit
I think I'm going to go for a whole different audience if I do that.
Well, no, it'll send mixed messages, I think. You'll get a lot of creepers in there. Yeah. And then you shut it right down.
What do
Close
I do?
The door.
What do I do with the things I've seen? Can't unsee them.
You can't unsee them. I would say you shouldn't look at them. You should give them to someone else.
I just give some of my phone. So this is for everyone else's pleasure.
I don't know.
Is it?
It's however you want to do this, but I'm happy to
I'm
going to
think
help.
About it. Maybe you'll have to facilitate.
What was the worst job you ever had? 47 meters.
That was pretty bad. No, I was a medical typist for my dad and he paid me $5 an hour and he sometimes gave me lunch, but not often.
Your dad?
My dad.
He really has not been painted in a good light this hour, for the record.
He left me dead with a shock. And he slave labored
And
me.
Slave labored you and didn't feed you.
Didn't feed me.
These are like three strikes.
He wanted us to learn that life wasn't that easy, apparently.
Did you learn?
I guess. Got another job that paid me better.
Which one?
What did I do? I started doing TV commercials after that, so
they definitely pay better.
They pay better, but well, they didn't really at the time. That's right. This is a long time ago, and I did one for Sizzler, and I got to drink pink lemonade and eat cheese bread all day. It was the best job of my life.
Amazing. Just as a kid.
As a kid, oh, nothing better.
Would you do it now?
I'd probably have a spit bucket, but I'd get the taste in there.
Yeah, no, you'd need it. After all that cheese bread?
I don't normally eat the... If there's a scene at work that says, like, munching on a hamburger, I might give you, like, one take where I take a bite.
You better get a close-up on this one.
You better, like, because that's all I'm doing. Because it's usually 10 in the morning or 9 in the morning or something gross when you're filming it as well.
5 in the morning sometimes.
5 in the morning.
Secrets of the trade. All right.
Secrets.
We have one last question for you.
All right.
What's the dream job? What's the thing that you could retire after doing?
Something like Game of Thrones.
Khaleesi.
I love that show so much.
Mm.
Although, here's my problem. As you can tell already, I'm quite picky and I wouldn't want to live in a weird, obscure location for 6 years with no friends,
well,
no
they all
family.
Just date each other. That's what
Right, they all just date each other, but that's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't end well most of the time.
No, we've seen it.
So I feel like... Lol.
Real talk.
Real talk. I feel like I say that, but then if the opportunity arose, I don't know how willing I would be to jump on that plane.
That's right. I mean, yeah, they live in freezing cold climates.
The
dark.
White Walker stuff. Like, imagine shooting in that all the time.
Yeah, it's really tough.
And then you don't... Well, I think they probably condense their schedules, but such a massive ensemble.
Hmm.
You'd have a lot of time off as well. Yeah. What do you do? What do you do in Iceland?
Hook up with your castmates.
If anyone wants to slide into my DMs and let me know what you do in Iceland, I will
girl.
Engage.
I will engage. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.
This has been great.
Episode 1 of The Drop-In is in the can, baby. Thank you so much to Claire Holt. She's the best. Next week, we got a big episode. We're doing a double episode. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but tune in to find out. Go to @WillRadio on Instagram and on Twitter. That's @ATWILL Radio. And follow up to see who is going to be on next week. And follow Claire. She's @Claire Holt if you want. She doesn't need any more followers, but if you want a follower, do it. She's not terrible to look at, I guess. Guys, thank you so much for your comments on iTunes. Please leave one if you haven't already. It takes 2 seconds. Just leave one. I'm trying to get up to at least 100. That's ridiculous if I don't have 100. Come on, guys. And leave a voice comment on Spoke. Okay? You don't even have to type. All you have to do is talk. You're probably talking already anyways. Stay tuned for me telling Claire how she changed my life.
I mean, I feel like I haven't seen you in forever, so I haven't even caught up with you on any of this.
I know.
Shit. Are you still with Alyssa?
Well, do you want to hear a crazy story?
Yeah, I do want to hear a crazy story.
I know this isn't the last time I saw you, but it's definitely one of the, like, last times I remember seeing you in New York, where I was like, Claire, there's a girl.
Yes.
And you know her, and I kind of know her. Like, I met her once.
I know.
And I can't remember. I think I was like, this is a long shot, but do you know her? And you're like, oh, yeah, I kind of know her. Like, you know, she's friends with whatever, who's friends with me. And I was like, could you just put in like a good word or something, right? That's pretty much what I said. So you were like, yeah, of course, I'll put in a good word, you know, next time I see her or whatever. And then I think I like, after that, I think I badgered you a bit about it. I was like, look, Claire, you really...
She's the most beautiful girl in the world. You have to make this happen.
And I always remember being like, Claire was so sweet to have like...
of course.
Wanted to vouch for me in that situation.
Always.
And then, yeah, and then...
Now...
Well, no, hold on. So it gets better. So then I kept pursuing her. She'd write me back once every like 4 times. For real. So then cut to years later, 3 years later, and she messaged me and was like on Facebook and was like, hey, I'm in New York. She was like, what are you up to like tonight? I had only met her, I swear, like one night or maybe two. She comes to meet me in New York that night. Literally, like, from right then, we started dating. And in December of this past year, we got married.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. That's the best story I've ever heard.
But it all starts with you.
I love you, and I love that.
But holy, isn't that crazy?
Oh, shit. So you're married.
Yeah. I always thought of you, too, throughout the whole thing. And it was so crazy because I was like, I'm not going to tell her over text. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, it literally warms my heart. I can't even tell you. I feel like so happy right now. Fuck.
Isn't that good?
That's the best thing ever. I thought you were going to end the story with like, and so she moved back and now like.
That's it. No.
Oh my God. That's amazing. You asked me at the perfect time if I knew her. And like, it's just, it's fucking fate, man.
Thanks again to our partner Spoke, SiriusXM's new app that allows you to listen to podcasts, radio programs, and documentaries curated for you. Go to hearspoke.com/@will now.